Peralta, are you eating an Italian sub for breakfast?
I am, but Amy said I should eat more veggies, so I got extra pepperoni. Smart.
Excuse me. You need to watch yourself.
I'm sorry. Cop.
All right, let's everybody just stay calm here.
Oh, what? Are you going to arrest me for dancing?
You call that dancing? Oh. This is dancing.
What is happening?
I'm defusing the situation.
Dancing captain, let's capture an image of a lifetime.
Oh, why is my phone always dead? I paid $13 for it.
Don't worry, Jacob. I got it. Okay.
Oh,
my hands are covered in butter from making butter.
I'm on it.
Must record.
Camera on.
All right, here we go.
Dancing over. Situation diffused.
No!
Hey, are you guys wearing one scarf?
Yep, Charles forgot his this morning. It's actually quite romantic. I think he did it on purpose.
Let's just say I definitely did it on purpose. Now twirl me, darling.
You got it, sweet potato.
I can't get away from you.
All right, you guys are adorable.
Tell me everything the doctor says about your uterine climate.
Oh, and also that.
Genevieve and I had big news.
Is this something other people would keep private?
Big time. We're trying to have a baby.
Oh. Wow, that is awesome. But wait, Charles, I thought you were sterile. I distinctly remember you using the phrase...
Shooting dust.
Yes, thank you for not making me say it.
Yeah, it's true. I lost the ability to procreate after the accident.
That's the weapon!
Yeah, I still don't know why you dove in crotch first.
Thankfully, my ex-wife Eleanor made me get a vasectomy a year before that. As a precaution, I froze some sperm. A lot of sperm. Guy going in after me was like, whoa, nice.
Wow, he sounds like a gross dude.
Yeah.
Should we go into work?
Yes.
Great.
Hey, so do you think maybe you're rushing into the whole baby thing? I mean, you guys have only been dating 3 months.
She's the one, Jake. I'm done with that playboy lifestyle. Out till 11, drunk on sangria. I don't want that anymore. I just want to be a papa.
Okay, yeah, so... Hey, this is awesome. You're going to have a baby.
I know. And you're going to be its best friend.
Yeah. Well, based on the age diff, maybe more of a fun uncle slash mentor.
Baby's best friend.
All right, so non-negotiable.
Here's the deal, Steven. We already got you on shoplifting. Now let's talk about the 200 clone credit cards in your bag.
I'm not saying anything.
Look, punk, there are two ways we can do this. The easy way or the hard way.
Tell them what the hard way is, boss.
Well, first... Steven, we're going to fill out form 38E-J1 stating noncompliance. We send it to the DA, but do they process it right away? No, because they're overwhelmed, because Deborah's on maternity leave. So your court date won't be set for 6 or 8 weeks, and even then, you're going to have to block out the whole day because they don't give you a specific time. No, no. It's a window.
Sir, can I talk to you for a second?
I thought we were going to try to scare him.
There's nothing scarier than the realities of the municipal court system. Now, come on, let's get back in there and tell them about how bad the website is.
Look, I'll talk.
Of course you will.
But I'll only talk to her.
You want to talk to Gina?
Yeah, hi. Do you sell purple pants? All right, well, good day then.
It's not the turnout I was hoping for. Maybe I should have offered free strudel. Then at least Scully would have come.
There's free strudel?
Where the hell did you come from?
I don't get it. I am shocked that more people wouldn't want the tutelage of our precincts, nay, our city's most esteemed sergeant.
What do you want, Santiago?
To learn the majestic art of self-defense from our city's, nay, our country's.
Come on, man, out with it. I want to start class.
Okay, I'm applying for a mentorship program for up-and-coming detectives. It's called Star Achieving Mentors, Star Achieving Mentees, or SAM-SAM for short. Would you write me a recommendation?
Of course I will. You'd be great.
Thank you, Sarge.
All right, everyone, pay attention. Santiago, I'm gonna come at you and you're gonna take me down. You better impress me if you want that recommendation to be good.
I'm gonna try, Sarge.
All right, here we go. Oh, oh my
no,
nose!
No, no,
my
no,
nose!
No, no, no,
you broke my nose!
Oh, there's so much blood. I'm so sorry.
And that's what you get for lying about free strudel. Karma's a bitch.
Get out of here, Scully!
Case closed. Justice served. Peralta amazing. Oh, God.
Your ex-wife is here.
Eleanor?
The destroyer of worlds?
Why?
Maybe it's nothing bad. Maybe some of your mail got sent to her house.
Oh, God, I hope not. If that happened, she would be livid.
Oh, well, just don't assume the worst. That's all I'm saying.
Then why'd you bring up the mail thing?
I don't.
Hello, Chunk. Heard you want your sperm. You're gonna have to go through me.
Oh, no. This is way worse than the mail thing.
What mail thing?
Nothing. There's no mail thing. There's no mail thing. But it's my sperm. How did you even find out I wanted it?
Because it counts under my name. Storage facility called me saying that you were looking to make a withdrawal, so I went ahead and withdrew it for you. I have all of your sperm.
But you don't even care about it, Eleanor. I mean, remember? Oh, hey, Charles, I'll never have a baby with you because I don't love you, and a child's not going to fix that.
Oof. When we started doing the silly voice, I thought it was going to be more fun, but it wasn't.
Well, I do not want your DNA. I want something else. I hit some dumbass with my car. Now he's suing me. What I want is for you to use your badge and your gun to intimidate him into dropping the case.
Wow, that is so very illegal. He's not doing that.
I don't care. You have 48 hours to do so, or I'm going to take your sperm, and I'm going to dump it into the East River.
Please don't do that.
And there will never be the possibility of a little pie-faced Charles Boyle Jr.
Proud of it. It's me. She can't do that. Can she do that?
Stay calm. We're going to talk to a lawyer and get a professional opinion.
Damn. I can't believe you signed this contract. The sperm is her legal possession. It also says that she, and I quote, owns your dignity. You initialed right next to that.
Oh, no, Jake. This is a total disaster. I'll never be happy in my life. Why are you smiling?
Because this is exactly what we've trained for. It's a hostage situation, and we're going to bring your boys home. All right, Charles, I know that you're freaking out and you think you're never going to be a father, but don't worry. There's no way I'm going to let Eleanor do anything to your precious...
Boy loyal?
Ugh, all right, I'm out. She can do what she wants.
No. We'll just call them hostages.
All right, fine. Let's get to work. Here's what we know about Eleanor.
Oh, my wedding day. I should have known it was a mistake when she said I suppose instead of I do.
Youch. All right, hostage taker, Eleanor Horstweil, age 42, occupation bank manager, no priors, clean bill of health, current husband, Hercules Thickolonos.
Don't bring him into it. We're actually quite close.
Noted. You divorced in 2010. She got the house, both cars, and 85% of your salary going forward. That's a typo, right?
It is not.
How did she get so much?
My lawyer was Hercules. That's how they met.
That seems real unethical.
Again, lay off Hercules. He's quite a decent man.
All right, look, we need some sort of bargaining chip. Is there anything you got in the divorce that she wanted?
Yes, Abigail.
I'm gonna just assume Abigail's something super weird.
Nope, she was our hairdresser.
Okay.
It was awkward for her to see both of us, so she made us choose. I mean, I couldn't get rid of her. She's the only stylist in New York that could do this.
Right, and do you think Eleanor still wants Abigail?
I mean, you saw her hair today. It's all volume, no sheen.
Okay, maybe we can use this. Time to put on our negotiation faces. Not too intimidating, but always in control. How's this?
Oh, as if you don't know it's perfect.
Hey, Sergeant. How are you?
Well, my baby cries at the side of my face now, so that's great.
I mean, she's a baby. She could be crying at anything.
Nope. She pointed right at my nose and then threw up. What do you want, Santiago?
I was just wondering if you finished writing that recommendation letter. It's due pretty soon.
I'm working on it. It's taking a little while because it's hard to concentrate. What, with all the agony?
Okay. Well, thank you for still doing it. If it helps, I brought you some soothing ginger tea.
Will it repair the place where my nose came off my skull?
I don't know, but it's supposed to have healing vapors, so try inhaling it.
Hmm. Thank you.
Oh, it burns! Oh. The vapors burn!
Oh, sorry, I'll take it down! Ah!
I am petrified of you.
All right, remember, this is a negotiation. We can't let her know how badly you want this.
Jake, what if she destroys the sperm?
She's not going to do that, Charles, because then she'd have no leverage. All right, you know this. They never shoot the hostage.
Hey, do you threaten that 9-year-old man for me yet?
The guy you hit was 90?
Yeah, and you would know that if you had talked to him, which obviously you did not. So goodbye.
No, wait. Look, we can't help you out until we know that you actually have the samples. We need proof of life.
I'd be happy to dump one of the containers out of the window.
No, don't do that. Please don't dump my sperm on us.
Hello, ma'am. Top of the morning to you. All right, look, if you let us upstairs, we'll give you Abigail.
I'll buzz you in.
And that is how it's done. Like taking candy from a baby.
Why would you bring up babies right now?
It's a saying.
Who would do that?
The question is, why would someone want to talk to Gina?
That's very rude. It's obvious why the guy wants to talk to a civilian like her. He's stalling.
That's also rude. Maybe he wants to talk to a normal person instead of two rude cops.
Well, whatever his reason, we have no other choice. Gina, take a statement.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to get this guy to admit to crimes he hasn't even committed.
No, that would be a huge problem.
Copy that.
We'll get you a file on him so you can study up.
That won't be necessary. I'm going to go with my gut. He asked for Gina. Let's give the people what they want. Steven. You mind if I take a seat?
Go for it.
Oh, boy.
Look, I'm not a cop. I don't really like cops. Honestly, I think crime's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
Are we still holding out hope that this might work?
I am. Let's give it a shot.
I feel like you and me are really bonding. I'm ready to give you immunity.
No, you're not. That's not happening.
Gina, come out of there.
Negative. The guy wanted to talk to a real person, not a cop. That's why he asked for me.
Actually, I asked for you because we went to high school together.
What?
Steven Henderson. We had a bunch of classes together. Steven Henderson. We made out once on the bus. I mean, do you not remember me?
Eleanor?
Jake?
Charles? Okay, you just said your own name, bud.
I was the only one left.
Okay, so we have given you Abigail. Now it's time for you to make good on your side of the deal, and I can't believe I'm saying this. Show us Charles' sperm.
It's my sperm. It's in the freezer. I'll be right back.
Are you sure you know what you're doing? Abigail was our only bargaining chip.
Don't worry, I have a plan. As soon as she comes back in here, I'm gonna grab that cup right out of her hands and run like hell.
You think that'll work?
I don't just think it will. I know it might.
Here it is, cold and sad. Just like you.
How do I know that that's really Charles's? I'm gonna have to read the label up close. If I could just take a look. Go, Boyle!
Hey, no!
You really think of that, stupid? It's called a dummy cup. Dummies.
Damn it, she's right, it's empty. I'm actually kind of relieved I did not want to see that.
You two are messing with the wrong woman. And now, you're gonna pay for it.
Wait, Eleanor.
There are two real containers. One is in a safe location, and this is the other one. Or rather, it was the other one.
No!
She shot a hostage. Charles, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, but I don't have a choice, Jake. I'm gonna go bully an old priest so I can get my sperms back.
He's a priest?
Yeah, I looked him up. He's a priest. A 90-year-old priest. But don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt him. I'm just gonna casually yawn, thereby exposing my gun and badge.
Listen, you can't do this, Charles. It's illegal.
I have to. You saw what Eleanor did to millions of my babies? I heard them scream.
That was you.
I am them and they are me.
You could go to prison, okay? You're right.
You're right, what am I thinking? Thank you for looking out for me.
Yeah.
Friend.
No! What? Oh, Charles, what are you doing? No. Not the keys! No! Oh, I should have known. You're a hugger, not a shaker.
It was the most painful thing I've ever done, and I've taken three of my grandparents off life support.
How are you always in charge of that? Wait, Charles, do not get in that car. He's getting in the car.
Sorry.
Don't you drive away! He's driving away. Charles!
I just got an email from Sam. Rejected. Never been rejected from anything.
Me neither. Oops, did you say rejected or ejected? I've been rejected a lot.
I don't understand. My application was so good.
You know what? I've also been ejected. Flume ride, Topeka, Kansas.
How did this happen?
Just forgot to put on the belt.
Jeffords.
Good talk, Ames.
You wrote me a bad recommendation. How could you?
Excuse me?
It's the only explanation. You're mad that I broke your face and I burned your whole body. Well, grow up.
Grow up? I have a Roth IRA. I eat wheat toast. You grow up. Here's the letter that I sent.
Amy Santiago is one of the finest detectives in my precinct. Nay, the entire NYPD.
Yeah, I even used the word nay. The idea that you would question my integrity is so... Uh-oh, I gotta sneeze. This is gonna hurt.
Oh, Hitchcock, thank God.
Handcuffed yourself to a car. Been there.
What? No, Charles did this. Here, quick, hand me those keys.
There we go.
What will you give me for them?
Seriously? What do you want?
A dollar for a soda. Mine are all wet.
Yes, obviously I'll give you that.
Bam! A soda only costs 75 cents, you fool. See you later, sucker.
Didn't even give him the dollar.
I know it seems like I blew it, but you gotta give me another crack at him. Now that I'm aware of our fascinating past, I have all the ammo that I need.
Perhaps you would have had that ammo if you had read the file Diaz offered you.
No doubt, no doubt. Gina culpa.
Okay, you get one more chance.
I will not let you down. Steven, I have one question. Who on the basketball team was into me? I want names.
What?
We don't have time to play games, Steven!
That's it, I'm pulling her.
No. Let her keep going.
Question two! Who on the lacrosse team is into me? And which one of them aged the best?
In 4,000 feet, stay straight.
You interrupted the song for that?!
Hello.
Father. I understand you were recently involved in an automobile accident with an Eleanor Horstwyl.
Oh, yes. She came up onto the sidewalk and fractured my hip.
You were a pedestrian?
Are you technically a pedestrian if you're sitting on a bench?
Sitting on a bench. Well, okay, I don't want to tell you to drop your suit against her, but I sure am getting sleepy.
Excuse me?
Yawns are coming.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha. Hi there, I'm Jake. This is my best friend Charles. He's trying to have a baby. You get it.
Come here, you.
Charles, I know you're mad, but you have to talk to me.
It's funny how getting tased in the back can break your heart and also really hurt your back.
I'm sorry.
I really wanted to be a papa, and you ruined it. You pop-locked me.
I know, but I couldn't let you break the law, and I won't let Eleanor turn you into a bad person.
What other choice do I have?
There's always a choice, Charles. And by the way, DNA is not the only thing that makes somebody into a father. I mean, not that it's any of my business, but I have a biological father, and he's a nightmare. I mean, he never played catch with me. He never taught me how to ride a bike. I had to learn how to shave from watching Home Alone.
Makes sense. It's like Die Hard for kids.
Plus, is this how you really want it to go? Eleanor controlling your life, ruining your career?
So what do I do?
Honestly, I don't know. But I do know that you're gonna be a great dad, with or without your...
Oil.
Nope, not gonna say it. But you will. There's still time left on Eleanor's deadline. I'm gonna unlock this door. You do what you gotta do. That seems like a bad sign.
Hey, Santiago. You know why you didn't get in a Sam?
Probably because I used a modern format on my cover letter that put my email above my home address. Why take such a risk?
No. I sent the recommendation letter to the wrong place. I thought you were applying to be a mentor, not a mentee.
You thought I wanted to be a Sam, not a Sam? Are you insane?
Well, you should be a Sam.
No, I should be a Sam.
We gotta start saying something other than Sam because we are barreling toward a misunderstanding. Amy, you are ready to be teaching others. I made a call. You're going to be a mentor.
Oh, my God. Sergeant, I'm so sorry for ever questioning your integrity. Thank you so much.
No, stand back. Look, I'm still very scared of you.
Good news. I got Steven to talk.
Yeah, it's fantastic. How did you do it? Did you finally show him the municipal court website and the pull-down menus you can't click on?
No. I found something we bonded over.
She didn't even know who I was, and we were good friends.
On more than one occasion, she's called me Gina. That's her own name.
No, she didn't.
We complained about Gina for an hour, and then he opened up. Gave me the name of the guy he works for.
I have never been so insulted in my entire life. I'm not going to work cases for you guys anymore.
We were never going to ask you to.
You just lost your best detective.
Charles, thank God. What happened?
I did it.
Did what? I'm freaking out over here. You stormed off.
Yeah, because I was inspired by you. I ran all the way to Eleanor's house to tell her off.
What do you want, Chunk?
To let you know you can keep my sperm. I don't need it. I'm in love, and I'm going to be a dad, and there's nothing you could do to stop me. So goodbye forever. Oh, and one more thing. Tell Hercules I'll see him at spin class on Sunday. Now goodbye.
How do you guys feel?
Great. We were looking at possible donors on the way over.
Yeah. Check out this guy.
I like him. He went to Yale. Oh, wait, that says Yale University. Swipe him off.
This is fun. That's weird. That guy kind of looks like my dad. Wait a minute. That is my dad. You cannot use his sperm. You cannot use his sperm.
My son would be your brother.
From Yulon.
Not a doctor.
Shh.